bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
All right, it's time now for the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. I'm Bill, that's Wendy. We're thrilled that you're listening. It should be good. Now, Wendy, you're only putting in half duty on today's bonus hour. You're doing a bonus half hour.
You're just getting a half a bonus from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to leave at 12:30.
All right. I will stay for the full hour, and Judy Pilak will, and Sean Spicer will. But you must go.
You know what? I would love to get an interview with that guy.
I have to think he will quickly write a book, don't you think?
I don't know if he can speak freely.
Hmm.
You know, a lot of contracts.
They have a confidentiality agreement that he can't say anything for a while?
Yeah, usually you can't speak badly about the company you just left for, I don't know, a certain amount of time.
Maybe.
But I would be fascinated to talk to him. Remember, you shared with us that he was one of the Easter Bunnies helpers.
Yeah, that's what he used to do at the White House when they would do the Easter egg hunt. Is that in the earlier days of Sean Spicer, before he was the White House press secretary, he was the guy that wore the Easter Bunny outfit.
Do you think he was yelling at the kids? You're not rolling it right.
I wonder how much his personality changed in just Donald Trump's been president for 6 months, right? Is that right? 6 months, 7 months?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how much of Sean Spicer is what it used to be.
That is an interesting point, Bill, because he... When you're on the defensive all the time, it's really hard to sound pleasant.
I bet. I can only imagine.
But the Sarah Huckabee, whatever her other name is, I really thought for sure that they were just phasing him out and she was going to pick up
the job immediately. Yeah, that's what it seemed, but maybe not.
But they hired a new communications director, from what I understand, what Ryan Burrow told us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spicy... got a little spicier and resigned, but I'm wondering if he resigned knowing he was going to be let go.
Now, in the office pool, I had Jeff Sessions as the staffer who would make the quicker exit this week. I thought Sean Spicer might see it to the end of summer, but I didn't see him being in that job in the fall. But I was surprised today at his quick exit.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm surprised he didn't bail earlier.
Oh,
it's
without a doubt.
It's got to be the toughest job in the world.
There were a couple times where I thought, this is his last day doing this. This will be the last time we see him doing this. And I don't know if you remember, but the very first time, like at the very beginning when they established that he was going to do this, I said, I don't think he's long for this. And he wasn't.
No, and people who know him and knew him prior said
good
he's just
about him.
Such a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
But it's like that position sometimes turns into being an apologist.
I wonder how many times they said to him, here's what you're going to say. And he said, you know what, I'd prefer to not say that. Or couldn't we say this a different way? Or couldn't we maybe be a little more honest and forthright? No, let's say it this way. I got to think, for a lot of people, that tears at you. I hope he's one of those people. I hope he's one of those people who, either in his book or when he starts doing interviews, goes, I got to be honest, I wasn't cut out. I knew what the job entailed, but I wasn't cut out for spinning it certain ways when I had to spin it those ways.
It'll be interesting to see who gets the first interview. Will it be Mika and Joe?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be all right. Yeah. I hope it's Byron Allen from Kicking It with Byron Allen. He does.
Poor Byron Allen.
He does TV's best interviews.
He
always has these shows. Now, you obviously know who Byron Allen is. For people who don't know, Byron Allen was a comedian for many years.
He was a comedian?
Yeah, he was a stand-up comic for a bunch of years.
Did he do better at that than he did hosting shows? A little?
I wouldn't say better. You know, the first taste of Byron Allen that most of us got was on the show Real People. He was, for a while, he was one of the five or six correspondents on Real People.
He wasn't that bad on that.
He was all right on that. He was very, very young when he did that.
Wow, I forgot he was even on that.
He was like 20 or something. He was very young. So now he does these shows where people kind of pay to have their TV show or their movie
publicized,
right. So they're like brokered shows, but...
Really?
Yeah. Not the one he does with stand-up comics. I don't know what the deal with that is, where he sits down with four comics.
He has two shows?
He's got a bunch of shows. He's always on.
He's getting closer to Ryan Seacrest territory.
Right. But, like, they would go, tonight I'm kicking it with Byron Allen. And then they would mention this long list of incredible names of people. And you go, how did Byron Allen get all those people? Well, because the movie companies paid to have those guys on the show. That's how.
Is this your investigative report?
Yeah, I'm Peter Carl. I was for Halloween one year, Wendy, and it was the worst Halloween costume ever.
I bet.
Very, very sad. All right, a couple things to talk about. Thing number one, it hurts me to say these words, but I'm going to say these words. But it hurts me to say these. Justin Bieber has been banned from China.
What did he do?
Not the not place settings, the country of China. He can still have, if he wants to have a snack after school, he can still have some nice dishware, but he can't go to China anymore.
What did he do?
Here's the story. Now, this is from the Telegraph.
The Daily Telegraph?
Yeah, in England.
Hello. We get all our news from British tabloids. Do you notice that?
Yeah, Chicago papers are too expensive. We just decided to subscribe to all British newspapers.
It's Chicago paper tax.
Right.
We can't afford it.
It's too expensive. Plus, we can wrap our fish and chips in it when we're done. Isn't it better for everybody?
Yes.
Did you read today's Andy Capp? It was hysterical.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Oh, was it funny. Here's what they say in Telegraph. See how quickly into the story you can tell that they don't like him. Ready? Canadian pipsqueak Justin Bieber.
Second word.
Yeah, it took two words. Canadian pipsqueak.
That's a great word.
Pipsqueak.
We need to bring that back.
There was a time where you would see a guy on the street and refer to him as a pipsqueak, but that has ebbed, but I think it's time to say it again. So we are. Canadian pipsqueak Justin Bieber may have successfully turned around his reputation by staying out of the headlines and converting millions.
Any more Bieber we can listen to? Judy, are you a Justin Bieber fan?
God, no. He bugs
me. Don't pull any punches, Judy. You can tell us.
With him being such annoying.
Him being such a bad boy, his music is a little light.
You know, bad boy, really? He's like a light bad boy, too.
He's a guy who's not a bad boy who wants to be
a bad boy.
Yeah. And believe me, Wendy, having lived that lifestyle, it
doesn't last. That is much like you.
Pick your pants up, will you, Bill?
I can't. They're supposed to be this way. But I do. I just said to Wendy, every once in a while, one of his songs will come on, and I don't know that it's him. And I'll be driving along, and I'll just go, "Oh, this is pretty good." And
you then don't. Go, know, but you,
that
then
was
you
Justin
do,
Bieber yeah. with the song you're not supposed to like. And I
he
go, "Oh no,
the
you
same
fooled me
all the time. How can you not know it's him?"
You're right. Like the more I hear of him, the more I go, "Well, that's just like the other song that was like the other song
that you liked."
That I kind of did.
Wow.
I'm like, not supposed to.
It's like kind of poppy and
lame.
Lame. Yeah.
You
He's
guys.
Really not that talented, right?
That's not true.
I think he is. I'm with Kevin. I think he is.
He was handpicked from Usher. He's a drummer.
Yeah.
Multi-instrumentalist. He's very talented. He can dance.
Oh, well, I never see him play any instruments.
Yeah, I'd like to see him show an example of that, of his talent.
I just see him trying to be like Usher.
Yeah. There is a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Right.
I would like to usher him out.
Yeah, right.
I have to usher myself out, by the way. I have to leave.
Wendy has to leave.
Well,
I've had it.
She's had enough of your nonsense, Jay. Thank you for trying.
We can't be in the same room at the same time,
no.
So when you come in, I have to leave.
Right.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right. We will continue here on the stream. Wendy's going, but Judy's sticking around. I'm going to play, after Judy's news, every once in a while, there will be an audio or video that is so disturbing that words don't even do it justice. I have found one, and we will play it, and I will tell you right now, it's going to make you sick to your stomach. That's all I can tell you. It is so upsetting.
Glad I'm leaving.
Can't wait.
That's why Wendy's
Glad
leaving.
Glad I'm staying.
She cannot bear this. It's too upsetting.
It is disgusting.
It is. It's awful. All right. We'll play that for you right after Judy's news. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy temporarily on WGN. that was fantastic.
Please, go on.
I thought that
go
was fantastic. No, that was fantastic.
Go on, really, go on.
Judy, what do we know about Anthony Scaramucci? What do we know about him?
No, he's a finance guy.
That's his background?
Yes.
So
communications is perfect for him.
Yes. Yeah, that seems like a strange transition, but I guess it's possible. Mm-hmm. So he just fills in for Sean Spicer as of now?
No, he's the head of the communications department, I guess. Yeah.
He will not be White House press secretary.
No. Okay. He's the White House communications director.
All right.
Yeah. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
She gets the job?
I don't know. We don't know, but she will
be here. It seemed like
she'll
a natural.
She'll have a briefing at 1 o'clock today, which I'm sure will be covered worldwide.
Yeah.
Maybe universe-wide.
And Sarah Huckabee Sanders is famous because her dad, of course, is Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
People didn't know that.
No, they didn't know who her dad was.
All right, so...
Not Governor Huckabee, but yes, Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Harlan Sanders is her dad.
I had a piece of his chicken yesterday.
Delicious.
So tasty.
All right, again, a quick warning. We're going to play some audio for you that is not for everybody. It's very, very upsetting for several different reasons. I'll quickly set it up. I don't know if... Do you even know what I'm getting at?
No, I have no idea. I'm very afraid, though.
All right. Because of the internet, you've seen the internet.
Jim. Yes, I have been on the internet.
It's incredible, right?
I know.
All kinds of stuff on the internet. We have
the
recipes. We have it on our computer. That's where we have it at my house. So there are so many things on there. You know, there's a billion different directions you can go on the internet, and because of that, people now videotape anything, and they put it on there.
Like cats, yeah.
Sometimes it's cats. Just being adorable.
Yeah, rolling around in yarn.
Sometimes it'll be, there are entire stations set up. They're called unboxing sites. It's not like boxing, like fighting. It's just people opening up boxes of things. Like they've sent away, like they've paid money to Amazon, and then Amazon sends them an Afghan. And then on YouTube, you can watch them opening it up and holding it up and going, look,
and
it's
gets
the
a million
Afghan
views.
That I ordered.
Yeah, people
right.
click on it and watch.
Right.
Yeah.
So we live in a marvelous time for that. All right. So some of it is idiotic, like the things we've just mentioned. And then sometimes it's just dangerous. People are just videotaping things that are dangerous. In Florida, a bunch of guys watched a man drown, a guy who fell into a body of water and drowned. They watched this. They videotaped it. And they made fun of him while he was drowning.
All right. That's sick.
It's beyond sick. It's irresponsible.
I'm going to believe that they didn't know he was going to drown.
Well, that's debatable. Kevin and I listened to this morning, and we were trying to figure out that as well. Like, at what point during this, and I'll play a little bit of it for you, and it's censored because these guys, in addition to not helping this guy, for some reason decided to swear a lot, so we can't run that on the air. But we'll play you a little clip of it, but try to figure out, like, If they were in the moment realizing a man is about to lose his life.
Is this someone they knew?
No.
Okay.
It is not somebody they knew. They're making fun of him all throughout. You'll hear the comments. Every one of the comments is idiotic. But all through this, and Kevin and I watched it a couple of times because we were trying to figure out which clip to play. From beginning to end, and it goes on way before we pick it up, and it goes on way after. It's a sad statement on what life has become, where these guys, and this isn't the first time this has happened, when something tragic is happening, it's now people's first impulse to videotape it and not jump in and help the person that needs to be helped.
Right.
You know? So this is a glaring example.
What is this on? Facebook?
It's on a couple of different websites. It's on YouTube is the place that we got it. But there's a couple of websites, and I don't want to give the names of these websites, but they have unedited footage of things that, you know how when you watch the network news and something horrible has happened, they kind of show you a sanitized version
right.
of it.
I mean, I don't want to see someone die.
Right.
I just don't.
Right.
And so I'm surprised it's on.
But a lot of times, like your major networks, you know this, they get unedited footage and then they decide, well, we can't,
right.
that's too much blood to show.
I mean, we do that here in the news department.
Sure.
We don't, you know, we might not play the fatal shot, but
right.
we might play what's leading up to
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Or the aftermath.
Yeah, because we still have some, you know,
yeah.
reverence and some
right.
humility
right.
and some intelligence.
There's a couple of websites, and again, I won't say the name, that show footage that as you're watching it, you can't believe that something happened like this, that somebody videotaped it, that nobody stepped in to, and this is a good example of it. All right. So again, these are a couple of guys in Florida. Their names are not given, and I guess that's not the important part of the story. The important part of the story is, why would somebody watch a man drown and just videotape it and not help them? Listen to this audio.
We're not going to help your ass. You shouldn't have got in.
We're drowning. What the heck?
Ain't nobody going to help you, dumb. shouldn't have got in there.
Buddy off that 40.
Hell yeah, Brian, you off the 40.
Hell, well, yeah, hey, buddy off that
85, bitch.
What made him get, Buddy got in with all his clothes on. What? He keep putting his head under, Buddy. Wow. Am I seeing?
Wait, Kev, stop it for a second. You're about to hear the man in the background, the guy who's drowning. You're about to hear him scream because he's flailing like crazy. He's trying his best to get out of the water.
Where?
The water. It's like a channel in Florida. It's like a small, like, intercoastal lake that he's fallen into. These guys keep saying, why would he get in without his clothes on, which is ridiculous. He didn't get in. He fell in. And they keep saying, he keep putting his head underwater. He's not putting his head underwater. The current is pulling him down.
Obvious that they could reach him? They could grab his hand, or do they have to get in with him?
Kevin, if my guess is off, say so, but would you put these guys at roughly 85 to 100 yards away?
I think that's
About right?
Yeah.
But I mean, is it possible for them, someone to go over, grab him out, and get him out, or do they have to get in as well?
Debatable. They couldn't just reach an arm out and have him swim toward him. It would take some effort to do it. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but if you were watching somebody perish in the water.
Right. And if you couldn't get in to help, well, for God's sake,
you'd figure out a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would do something. You wouldn't just keep videotaping him and making fun of him. So again, you'll hear some of the commentary from these guys in Florida, but then you'll also hear the man screaming out as he takes his final plunge under the water. That's coming up.
Am I seeing what the? Hey, back! You laughing?
Y'all laughing?
I can't hear anybody. He's dead. Oh,
hey, come on, buddy.
So, all right. So what you heard there, as I said, is you hear the man screaming in the background. For a while, he's flailing in the water, but he finally, the current is just too strong, and he gives in to it, and he screams out at the end as he goes underwater, which makes these guys laugh very, very hard because, as they just announced, that's it. He's dead.
That's beyond disturbing.
It's so awful. It's so awful. So what has happened to us in the last generation or so where something like this, I'm not going to say it becomes acceptable, but it's becoming more and more prevalent that if you search around on the internet, this is not the only situation like this you'll find.
I mean, I don't know, though. Did this happen 20, 30 years ago and it just wasn't recorded?
No, maybe. Maybe. But I like to think, like, in my head, if I was watching a guy, if I was one of these guys, and I know they wanted to fit in with their friends, but if I'm watching a guy and it becomes obvious, this guy can't, my brain would be exploding with, what can I possibly do to help this guy
out?
How
old were these guys?
It doesn't say, I got the story in front of me, it doesn't say how old they were. The man who drowned was 32 years old. Here, they infer that they were teenagers. They were aged 14 to 16. Here, I'll read you this part of the story. It says, about 7 seconds into the video, a teenager raises the specter of death. I think we played that part where one of them says to the other, are you afraid to see a dead man? And he goes, no, I'm not afraid to see a dead man. Get out of the water, one of them yells. You're going to die. One of the teens shouts out to the disabled man who his friends are watching struggle fully clothed in a pond. You shouldn't have gone in, yells another, and the kids all laugh. He keeps putting his head under, another one says. Wow. Once the group realizes the weight of the situation, one of the boys prods another, bro, are you as scared to see a dead person? Jamal Dunn, age 32, drowned July the 9th in Cocoa, Florida, a coastal city east of Orlando, Florida. The teenagers, who were aged 14 to 16, filmed the incident as they laughed and mocked Dunn and then posted the video to social media. The video, which police call extremely disturbing, an understatement, was found by detectives and then handed over to Brevard County State's Attorney's Office, which released it in Florida today. So every
and,
part
I mean,
of
he
this
may be charged.
That's what I don't know, because Kevin had said to me, Kevin, how did you word this? There's some kind of law
isn't
where
isn't there like a Good Samaritan Act or something?
I know. I feel like there is a law that if you should, I mean, at the very least, call for help. If,
right.
You know, like I'm saying, that's why I was asking, because sometimes people don't, and I, you know, maybe none of them knew how to swim.
Right.
They weren't about to get in that water. I get it.
Yeah.
But still, you don't, I mean, you had plenty of time to call for help.
That's...
Or go get a piece of wood or throw the guy something. Or
here's what I'm thinking. But that, you know, that same phone that you're using to videotape a guy's death,
right?
Use that same phone for good.
I feel like there's a law that you can't just stand by.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't think you can. Right?
I'm gonna have to look that up.
It's so irritating too. But like, you see these fights that break out, and the first thing that people do instead of trying to break someone up is pull out.
They videotape it.
Yeah.
They put it on their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. About a month ago,
and then we all watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
But don't you get this weird, like, duality feeling while you're watching it where you're saying to yourself, I always go, what would I do if I was in that situation? How would I help out and make this not be so awful? But then you're watching it and you're like, I fell prey to this. I'm watching it.
And all I would add in is kids are so stupid.
Right.
They're teens. They're just so stupid. They don't understand the consequences.
Yeah.
And that I do think is kind of a newer thing. And you know, it's just we could go on and on
that
for
this
hours.
Has become
the breakdown
the norm.
Of, yeah, society, whatever. But yeah, that it's, I don't know if they're just, they're coddled more. They're not open to, you know, I don't know. Or it's the internet. It's the, you know, social media. I don't know what it is.
Remember
I'm sure
when
someone
the guy
does. I'll bet a psychiatrist would know.
Could explain this better
to us. Yeah, because I don't know. You're like you said, you would think that one of them.
Right.
Would just,
one of them would say, hey, guys, this is getting serious.
And I get the peer pressure. Yeah, you want to look cool. But, but at some point, don't your morals and values sprout up? And maybe that's the problem.
Maybe that is the problem.
And maybe they're not mature enough yet, or I don't know.
Do you remember when United had the situation where the guy was forcibly removed from the airplane? This is a couple of months ago. So there was a mix-up in the tickets, and there was a guy who I think was a doctor, wasn't he? Yeah, that was him. So they drag him off the United flight, and you see like everybody there has their phone, and they're pointing it at this guy being dragged out. And I kept thinking, if I'm on that plane, I'm not only not videotaping it, but I'm using that time to try to convince the guys dragging him out that,
and some
look
people,
other
you
people
did,
are...
Yeah, you did hear some people try to intervene.
Yeah.
And leave him alone. But, and see, in that case now, I'm going to say, well, that was... I feel like people did that to have a record of it. Like, oh, this, look how terrible this is, and this needs to
right.
be put out there.
But if you looked around, Judy, in that situation, if you were on that plane, you quickly look around and you go, wow, there's a dozen people videotaping this. I don't need to videotape this.
I'll
try to be an arbitrator here and make this smooth, not be another one of the everybody on the plane videotaping it. Let's get a call in. John is listening and has a comment. John, how are you? Oh, hold on a second, John. I'm going to find you.
It's just a button, Bill. Push a button. Any button.
There's too many buttons, Judy. John, stay where you are. Within the next 45 minutes, we will hear your voice. Hold on a second.
Here comes Kevin to the rescue.
John, is that you?
This is me. That's you.
Sorry about that. It is me. What do you make of all this? This is an ugly situation. What do you think?
Hey, you know, your Karen Conti, who's on regularly, she addressed us a few weeks ago. I can't remember what it's in regards to, but she said that bystanders are under no legal obligation.
None at all.
To render aid or even report a crime.
How can that
as
be?
Long as I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me either, but she said, and I trust her judgment, that unless the person witnessing is aiding or abetting the crime, they're not legally obligated to report it or intervene or anything like that.
But couldn't a court make a determination? Now, in this one, I don't know if you have seen the footage. It's not pretty. But the guy is not, like Judy said, he's not within arm's length. But couldn't a court make a determination if he were closer? Couldn't somebody say, this man would still be alive if these guys, instead of videotaping it, had just made a little effort to save him? You would think that would hold up in court, wouldn't you?
Not by what he just said.
O.J. Simpson just got out of jail, so, you know.
Anything's possible. I know.
Anything's possible.
I know. All right, John. Well, thanks. I appreciate the phone call. Have a good weekend.
I always enjoy you guys.
Thank you so much. Bye. Boy, that's upsetting.
That's almost more upsetting than the video, although not. But, you know, maybe there's some law against posting video of someone dying.
That there has to be something about that.
Well, that's why I asked you at the onset. I'm surprised it's on any, you know, why is YouTube still allowing that to be up there?
Right.
That shouldn't, you know, someone, unless you don't see him go under, do you?
Right, yeah.
You can see him go under. That shouldn't even be on. That's just, to me...
It's off in the distance a little bit, but without a doubt, you see him flailing in the water, and then you see him eventually just give up.
That just makes people more cold to the situation, to me, to see it.
About a month and a half ago, in a similar yet different enough situation, there was some, and I don't remember what country this was in. I saw this on Facebook, and at first I thought, oh, I'm not sure that this is real, but then I did a little research, and it was real. They're videotaping a housekeeper as she's cleaning a balcony. I'm trying to remember what part of the world this was. So she's cleaning the balcony, and then she falls, and she's hanging on to the railing of, like, a high-rise, and the person is just videotaping this, not coming to her aid, but laughing, and it's very funny to watch this woman fall and hang on to her life with a hand or two. Just videotaping it, and the maid is screaming, and then finally she just gives way, and you see her fall to the ground. And again, it's the same situation where all of a sudden you see the person with the camera, like, panicking, oh no, like, after she falls. But for those brief seconds of, I could really just reach out and pull this woman back in, but they don't. They just keep laughing and videotaping this. So it's happening more and more. I'm sorry, Kevin, I only heard part of that.
Yeah, it happened in April, so it's not even that
long. Was it in April that happened? Yeah.
And yeah. How many, she was high up?
It looked like it was about five or six stories up, but enough to, it took her life.
Yeah.
But again, that's another case where, instead of videotaping it, help out. And I know you can make the argument, okay, well, this person didn't think this woman was going to plunge to her death, and maybe you could say
even
about
if
these
he,
kids.
That is no excuse.
Right.
If someone's in need, in dire straits,
help
even if
them.
They don't die, yeah, help them. Don't. Yeah, because their first inclination is, I'm going to videotape this so I can put it on social media.
Right.
And get hits.
Right, right. At a Cubs game a couple of weeks ago, I took one of my daughters to a Cubs game. And then after the game, everybody's walking back to their cars. You know, the game's over. Everybody's walking back. And there's a disturbance between a crossing guard at one of the, you know, you get heavy traffic at that point. So he's yelling at somebody to stay back. Don't go because cars are coming. So you have a police officer and a guy kind of yelling at each other. So automatically a dozen people
whipped out their phones.
It was like an impulse. Like right away, everybody's got the phone out and they're all videotaping it. And I just went, boy, I don't know how it became this, that every moment of everybody's life needs to be videotaped. I know that you can go, well, if something did happen, you want to have a record of it. I get that. But, like, nobody even thinks about it. It's just like, well, something's happening. It needs to be recorded.
Recorded, right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I left my phone at home one day last week.
Best day of the year, wasn't it?
People were aghast. I left the house. I could have turned around, but I was like, I left my, yeah, that's the best day I had.
No, I understand.
I had 50,000 text messages.
Where are you? Are you okay?
Exactly. And I'm like, all right, I called the people who needed to know, and you could reach me at the work phone.
Right.
Here it is. And... I don't care.
I know.
But
I know
that generation.
I know.
I mean, my kids never, their phone, it's, I haven't seen their hands in, I don't know, years. I'm not kidding.
It's been
that
long.
They only have one hand. Yeah. They like eat with it. They pick up their fork, the phone's there, and they're still looking at it. Yeah. It's,
I told this
mesmerizing.
Story about it. Yeah, I guess it is mesmerizing.
And I guess if you grew up with it, it is different. That's what I'm saying about these kids.
But will it ever revert? Will it ever go back? Or is this the way life is from now on?
When the internet breaks, it will.
That's what we have to look forward to.
Because it is. It's all about posting and getting having people see your stuff. I mean, I don't even post, you know, that's even crazy to me.
To just post everything that happens of any consequence?
Hey, congratulations on your grandchild, but wow, 20 pictures? I don't need to see that.
A couple months ago, Terry and I went out. We ate at a Cajun restaurant. So we're sitting there, and the people across from us, there's a table right across from us, and their food comes. And when their food comes, and it's nothing extraordinary. You've seen Cajun food. It's what it looked like. It looked like Cajun food.
Was it food porn, though?
Well, it became, because as soon as it came out, without exchanging a word, everybody at the table, again, pulls out their phone, takes a couple of pictures of it from a few different angles, and then goes about their business.
Yeah,
and I go,
you could
potentially eat in a restaurant and not take a picture of your food.
Right. No, but why would you?
Then
you could take
a
picture and say, look where I am and look what I'm about to eat. Or there is this thing where people take the picture of it, the food porn thing, if it looks like something, and then post it.
So that's what food porn means?
I don't want to see it.
I keep hearing that phrase, and I'm not positive what it means.
People, because I've been out with people who've taken a picture of my food. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
right.
Look at what that looks like.
That's what it means.
And then, of course, I see it immediately and still eat it.
All right. Because I've gotten a cease and desist order from Emeril Lagasse saying, until you understand what this term means, please do not use it on the air. So now we know. Judy, thanks for sticking around.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. That's Judy Pilak. I'll take a quick break, come back and close things out. Stay here. It's Bill. And it was Wendy, but she went away. But she'll be back on Monday. It's WGN. All right, everybody, that's it for today's program. So glad that you joined us. Really greatly appreciated. Monday, another big show. Wendy will be back in full force, so stick around. Well, you don't have to stick around because we're talking 3 days away. Go and live your lives, but come back on Monday. I think that's the message I'm sending out to you. Bye, Wendy. What, nothing?
No. Right.
Wait, what? Did I hear you? What? Is that a celebrity voice impersonated?
Yes.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye, Bill.
That's the right answer. Bye, everybody.